Proverbs chapter number 31. And I do want to say I appreciate mothers. Amen. Some of you have already had to tell mother, see you later. And I know that is a hard thing for some people to deal with. But thank God for the memories that you have. Thank God for your mother. And I appreciate mine. Amen. And I know you do. And I'll fight you over my mama. You know what I'm saying? Proverbs 31 this morning. Let's look into the Word of God. In Proverbs 31 and verse number 10, the Bible says, the Word of God now, this is not the Reader's Digest, this is the Word of God. The Word of God says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we want to come to you this morning. We want to ask you for your help. We want to ask you, God, that you'd use us this morning. And God, I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts and lives through your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, Lord, you'd have your perfect will and perfect way in this service this morning. Thank you for the music that we've already heard. Thank you, Lord, for each one that's here. Lord, thank you especially this morning for the mothers that are here. And Lord, we want to tell you that we love our mothers, and we thank you for you giving us a special gift like a mom. And God, we pray that you'd bless them today and help them. Now, Lord, I pray you take your word and use it for your glory. Help me, Lord, I pray, to deliver the message that you put on my heart. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen and amen. I want to preach a message on the mom that money can't buy. The mom that money can't buy. You know, it seems as if in the world we live in, it seems, you know, the world, humanistic philosophy, they try to teach us and tell you that the Bible is outdated and it's archaic. Yet they turn around and say that, and they try to tell you that the Bible puts down women and the Bible degrades women, because the Bible teaches that a wife is supposed to be submissive and obedient to her husband. And so they try to say that that means that a woman is a lower class individual. But the Bible is far from what they say. The Bible doesn't teach that a woman's a lower class. The Bible, but God does have an order. He does. God said that Jesus Christ is the head of the church and the man's the head of the home, and that's the way God has designed it. But the world, in their thinking, they say that the Bible is degrading the woman and the Bible holds down and suppresses women. But I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ came to set people free, and Jesus Christ done more for women, hey, than the ERA ever thought about it. ERA is what stands for Eve ruined Adam. Amen. And but I thank God for my mom this morning. I want to say this. When I think about what the world's view of a woman is and what they say about the Bible, they say that the Bible puts a woman down, but yet on the flip side of that, I can't help but think the world is the one that degrades, and their thinking is what degrades a woman. They use women for nothing more than a sex object. They use women for nothing more than advertisement. They use women in the music industry, and a lot of things that, man, I'm telling you what, some of this rap music out of hell. Some of this rap music teaching that a woman ain't nothing but nothing like a dog. And then they'll use the word, she's a... And I'm telling you, young people's listening to this stuff, and I'm telling you, it's getting in their mind, and you wonder why people have no respect. One reason they don't have respect is because what they pump in their mind all week long. And when they hear music and things and TV shows where they call women by this name and they degrade women, they are putting women down, they are looking down on women as if she is nothing but a dog. And I want to say that a woman's not a piece of meat. A woman's not a dog. A woman, hey, your mama is not the old lady. Husband, and I want to say this. The best way for a father to teach his children to love their mother is for him to demonstrate true love to her himself.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Y'all go ahead and say amen, because it's going to get like this for a little while. A lot of men say, well, my wife, she's just an old nag. You know, she's an old nag, and they talk that stuff in front of their children. Can I say, if you don't want her to be a nag, why don't you start treating her like a thoroughbred? Amen? Because that's what the Bible says she is. The Bible says the man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing.
Right.
Amen? I'll just give you a couple Bible verses this morning. Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 19, verse 14, the Bible says, houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord.
Right.
And so I want to preach on the mom that money can't buy. The world's got a degraded view, I'm telling you, but the Bible view is that she's a virtuous woman. She's an excellent thing. She's God has exalted the woman and lifted her up. And I will say to you moms that think that you're just a mom, that you're nothing, that you just... Hey, let me say to you, God has an exalted position for you. Hey, you know the old saying says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Can I say there's a lot of truth to that? That's not a Bible verse or anything, but there's a lot of truth to that. A mom has a lot of influence, and statistics will teach you that children who grow up without a mom, whether it be by death or whether it be by disbandment, whatever it is, and I understand that the flip side, most of the time it's the man that leaves the wife and the children behind, but there are women who do that. And can I say, she's not worthy to be called a mom. A woman turns her back on her own children. But the statistics tell us that children that are left behind and children that are disbanded by their mother, they have a hard time with self-esteem. They have a hard time with social skills and in reacting and relating to other people. They have a whole lot of problem with security amongst them, of themselves. They have problems a lot of times in life with even with sexual abuse because their mother's not in the picture. Can I say mother is a very important, and mom's got a great importance and a great value in molding and in shaping and in dictating the lives and the future of her own children. Mom is a valuable asset to the family. Can I say without mom, there'd be no family? Amen? And I want to say this. I want to say a lot of things this morning. I'm just trying to get out what I'm going to say. There's a lot of women that work hard at making their husbands a good husband, but they do that so much that they forget to make themselves a good wife. You understand what I'm saying, ladies? I'm talking to you right now. There's a lot of women that they're constantly trying to make their husband into a better husband, but in doing so, they fail to make themselves the wives that they should be and could be. And I want to say God's got a lot to say about a mom. And so we're going to look into the Word of God this morning and see just what God has to say about the mom that money cannot buy. First 10 in Proverbs 31, he said, who can find a virtuous woman? That's a good question. And I want to say in 2000, I imagine if Solomon was writing this thousands of years ago, it was a good question. But in 2012, in the society we live, I want to say it's a real good question. Who can find a virtuous woman? In other words, it's a hard thing to find a virtuous woman. He's talking about virtuous. That word virtuous, it has the idea of wealth. It has the idea of virtue. It has the idea of valor, strength, ability, efficiency. This is somebody that's worth something. And the writer says, for her price is far above rubies. Now, in Solomon's day, rubies were worth something. Rubies, a valuable, precious stone. I mean, it's not something to be looked down little and belittled. It's something to be highly looked upon. It's a prized possession. Rubies were a high value in the market. And he said that the virtuous woman, he said her price is far above rubies. Her price is far above rubies because she's a rare commodity. Because she's not, every woman is not a virtuous woman. Every mother is not a virtuous woman. Can I say, but according to God's word, you can be. According to God's word, you can strive to be that lady that God would have you to be. And I want you to look at some things. You know, somebody has said that a mother is the only person that can divide her love amongst 10 children and still all of her children have all of her love. And I'm telling you, a mom is a special being. There just ain't nobody like her. I mean, some of you know what it's like to grow up possibly without a mom in your life, that it's a biological mom or a close mom. Maybe you had a grandmother, somebody. But I'm just telling you, hey, there's nobody like a mom. I grew up without a dad. Thank God I had my mom married, and I had a stepdad, and he's one of the best Christian men I've ever known. And I thank God for him this morning. But can I say, nobody takes the place of mom. I remember times growing up when I was apart from mom for a few days or a while, and I'd be in a place and mom wouldn't be there. And I'm just to go ahead and honestly admit to you, I'm a mama's boy. I love my mama, amen? And there just ain't nobody like mama. And I'm going to just brag on mom a little bit this morning. And I think my mom would fit real close right here to Proverbs 31. And I hope you ladies would. And if you don't, I want you to look with me in Proverbs 31 and find out how you can. You ought to be thankful this morning for your mom. I want to make that real clear this morning. But I want us to look into the Word of God. How can you be the virtuous woman? How can you be the woman that money can't buy? Rubies can't touch it. He said that her price is far above rubies. I mean, she's worth way more than you're going to get for the most precious stone. The mom that money can't buy, money can't touch her. I want to say that's not the woman that the world portrays on a billboard, half clothed, or say about a tenth clothed. Buy this, and they use a woman as a sex object. Can I say that's not the virtuous woman? And can I say to you young ladies, if you want to be the virtuous woman, the woman that's going to be praised, the woman that the Bible says she shall be praised, if you want to be that lady, if you want to be a mother like that one of these days, hey, you don't fall prey to the tricks and to the wiles that's going on around you. You don't date the boys that look at you as an object of such. You don't date the boys that have an idea of a woman as that. You don't date the woman you definitely don't date the woman, amen. You don't date the boy who calls his mom old lady. You don't date the boy who gives his mom no respect. You don't date the boy that don't obey his mom. If he treats his mom bad, hey, I'll bet you money he's going to treat you bad. Amen, preacher. So how can you be the mother that money cannot buy? I like the word. I'll just go ahead and apologize up front because I like the word mom. I never did call my mom mother. Still don't do this. If you do, that's fine. But my mom's mom, all right? So that's why I said mom that money can't buy. But let's look at this thing for a second. I want to say a couple of words about the character that she exhibits. And then I want to say something about the conduct that she executes. And then I want to say something about the confidence that she evokes. Let's look at the confidence that she exhibits. Not only in herself, but look over here. He said in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. In verse 11, he said, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Doth safely trust in her. Can I say in 2012, that right there is a lost commodity. There's a lot of men that are married and they go to work every day worried and wondering what their wife's doing while they're at work. They don't know if she's going to be there when they get home. They don't know what she's doing while she's going. But the Bible says of this lady that the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Can I say her character is solid? Her character is solid. Not, and that has to do with her life. Her lifestyle is her character. Her husband knows who she is. He don't have to worry about where she's going to stand. He don't have to worry about if she's going to follow him. She don't have to worry about if she's going to give him a hard time. He don't have to worry about what his wife's values are and if they're going to change from day to day. He don't have to worry about if his wife is going to be a person of honor. He don't have to worry about his wife and where she's going. He don't have to worry about his wife and what she's doing while she's going. Hey, he can trust in her. And the Bible says the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Because her character is solid. That has to do with her life. But it also has to do with her love. Her love is solid. Her love is not the love of the world is that you love somebody as long as they treat you right. And in modern society, y'all just help me out. Catch up with the modern times. In modern society, if you love somebody, it's because what they do for you. And if you don't believe me that, you wait till somebody starts doing them wrong and see if they don't head off to the divorce court. But that's not love. Love says, I'm going to love you no matter what. Love, that agape love that Christ exhibits is, I love you through the thick. I love you through the, that when I stood at an altar and made a sacred holy vow, I said, till death do us part. Right. And I'm not knocking people that's gone through the hurt of divorce. I'm not trying to belittle anybody, but I'm just trying to get you to see the downgraded the idea of love in our day. It's not the love that was portrayed through the Word of God. And this lady, she exhibits her character through her love. Hey, if her husband didn't bring her flowers on her birthday, she still loved him. But men, let me say, you ought to treat her like a thoroughbred, amen. You ought to bring her flowers on her birthday or chocolate or whatever she likes. You ought to treat her right. You ought to treat her like a queen, amen. If you want her to treat you like a king, you treat her like a queen. Amen. My wife's the queen of our single wide trailer, amen. And we live in a mansion. If you don't believe me, I'll show you the title. It says mansion right on it. She's the queen of that mansion. But I'm saying her life exhibited character. Her love was a love of character that he could trust in her. And her loyalty. He didn't have to worry about who she is with. Where she's running around. Ladies, are you listening? Young ladies, are you listening? You ought to mold yourself and pattern yourself that you're going to be loyal. And when you get in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, when it comes time for you to be married and to have a family, that your husband doesn't have to worry about, is she going to be with me? Is she going to be true to me? Hey, be loyal. Have a life of character. Have a love of character. Have loyalty of character. Marriage will not change character. Some people think, well, when I get married, I'll change her. I'll make. No, your marriage, hey, is going to reveal her character, not remake her character. And the same thing with a husband, ladies. You marry a boy, girls, you marry a boy and you think, well, I'll fix him, I'll make him better. You better not marry him if you think you've got to make him better. Because when he gets married, he's going to be a little bit more comfortable and he's going to be who he is. Amen. My wife say amen right there. I told you say amen this morning. Silent but violent, amen. Anyhow, her character is solid. Her character. You didn't have to worry about who she was, where she was going, who she's going to be with, what she's doing. Can I say right there would solve a lot of marriage problems in 2012? Right. I would solve a lot of problems if a man could trust his wife and if a wife could trust her husband. Wow. The Bible says a virtuous, in Proverbs 12:4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. She that maketh ashamed is his rottenness in his bones. A virtuous woman. And I want to say, a virtuous woman's hard to find. Her character's solid, but then I think about her conduct. Not just the character that she exhibits. And I want to say, thank God for moms who exhibit godly character. And they are loyal, they are loving, and they have a lifestyle of character. But then I think about the conduct that she executes. And I look over here in verse number 13, and we're not going to be able to dive into every one of these verses, but verse 13, well, let's back up. Verse 12, I want to say something else about that character. It's not a temporary thing. He said, she'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's till death do us part. And he says, she'll do him good. All right, are you with me? She'll do him good all the days of her life. But then let's look at the conduct that she executes. Verse 13, The Bible says something about her. She's a serving woman. It says she seeketh wool and flax. That flax, they would use it to make linen and to make clothing and different materials. And she said, and she seeks wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's a servant. She's not afraid to work. She's not afraid to roll up her sleeves and to do the work that she needs to do. She's not only a servant, but watch this, she's smart. Verse 14 says she's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She's like the merchant ship. She's like a enterprise. She knows what to do. She knows when to spend money. She knows where to get things. She knows how to. She's like the merchant ship. She knows how to make a deal. She knows how to be. Can I use the word shrewd this morning? She's smart. She's wise. And that's what he's speaking of here. Business wise, she knows when she imports and when to export. She's got the idea. That's the idea of the merchant ship. And she bringeth her food from afar. Verse 15 says, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Not only is she a serving lady, but she's a selfless lady. The Bible says, she riseth while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She's getting up in the wee hours of the morning. I'm talking about sometimes when it's still dark. Some of these, my generation don't know nothing about getting up. I remember my grandpa would get up 4 o'clock in the morning. I was just going to bed. amen? But the Bible has the idea that, hey, she's a lady that, hey, she don't stay out and party all night. She's not sleeping in and hungover. No, she's getting up early, and she's starting to look out, and she's starting to prepare to have food ready for her family, for her household, and not only for her children, but for her servants, if she had servants. He said, and a portion to her maidens, those ladies that would help her and assist her. If imagine Solomon's a king now. Solomon's a king. He's over a kingdom. I imagine they had some maids around the palace. And here she is. She could have set her laurels. She could have let, but hey, he said this virtuous woman, she gets up. She gets up early. She's selfless. She's not just thinking about what she, you know, there's a lot of families that could be saved if mom would think about somebody beside herself. I'm not picking on moms. I think we got some good ones in here. But I've dealt with some people in recent days that part of their problem is mom. The only problem she's got is not her husband. Her problem is all she thinks about is self. And can I say, mom, when you're married and when you have a family, hey, your responsibility is to your husband and to your children. And if you've got children, your responsibility is to take care of them. And I understand we've got to have daycares and different things like that, but that their job's not to raise your children. That's your job. That's your responsibility. And part of the problem with America today is people's having children and dumping them off on everybody else, dumping them on grandma, dumping them on grandpa, dumping them on everybody. Hey, it's time that mom and dad take some responsibility and raise some children and mold them and nurture them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. She's a selfless lady. She doesn't put herself first. She puts her family before her. I remember days gone by when mom would get up and serve table. And guess what? If we didn't have a whole lot of food, I remember my mom. And she'd be the last person to put food on her plate. Can I get a witness? That's the old days. Now it's, hey, grab yourself something out the freezer. You'd be surprised the homes that mom don't even cook in. You'd be surprised. Some of them she can't, and then some of them she won't. You'd be surprised the moms that tell their children, get yourself a frozen pizza out of the freezer, get yourself whatever. But hey, this lady is looking out after her family. She's a virtuous woman. She's a mom that money can't buy. She's a selfless lady. And then verse 17 says she's strong. Hey, verse 16 has the idea she considers the field. She buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. That goes back to that. She's smart. She knows what she's got to do. And verse 17 says she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She's a strong lady. It doesn't mean she's muscular necessarily. But she's not afraid to do work, and she's not afraid to get out there. And the Bible says, and strengtheneth her arms. She's not lazy. That's the idea we're getting out of this. She's not a lazy lady. There's a lot of women that are lazy. But the virtuous woman is not lazy. The virtuous woman, hey, don't throw a can of soup in a pot and run and put it on high and run off and burn it because she's too lazy to make something. Amen. getting quiet over here. You better help me, Brother Dennis. But the virtuous woman, she's not lazy. She looks after her family. She's strong. And he says, verse 18 and 19, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out, not out by night. In other words, she got up early and she stayed up late. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm thinking about my own mom right now, and I don't know where she finds the energy to do what she's doing all her life. I remember growing up, man, when we'd get up in the mornings to go to school, she'd done been up. She already had a pot of oatmeal or some fried eggs and bacon. She already had something cooking over here. She done been up for a while. And, man, and she'd already have the dough put together, and she'd have it over in a bowl, and the bread's rising. I'm going to enjoy this for a second, y'all. She had that bread rising, and she'd be preparing, and then she'd have a pot over here, and she'd be peeling taters and onions and whatever. She'd be getting a pot of, this is early in the morning, and she's getting things ready so that it can be preparing all day long. And then all day long, she's going through the house. And I understand nowadays some ladies got to work a job and whatnot, but she didn't at the time. And she'd be out there dusting the furniture, vacuuming in the floor, making up beds, washing clothes, folding clothes. Can I say that a lady's work's never done? And man, if you don't appreciate it, just try to do it one day for her. You'll come back with a whole new respect and thankful for her and what she's doing. That's the problem. I'm telling you, time out. There's a lot of men sorry and won't help their wife. Amen. Ladies, y'all should have said amen right there. They ain't going to kick you out for saying amen. Hey. But I'm telling you, Mom, and days going by, Mom would be out there working and then we'd come home from school and we'd do everything and she'd run us here and run us there and do the things we had to do. And then we'd be doing homework late at night. Guess what? She's still up. And we'd go to bed. You'd be laying in the bed. You'd hear her in there. She's in there washing dishes. She's still folding clothes. And I'm telling you, hey, up until like midnight, wee hours of night, she's still up. That's the lady here. She got up early while it was still early. She got up while it was dark. And she went to bed late. She kept her candle burning. Because she was looking out over her family. She's a sacrificial lady. Verse 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Not only does she try to meet the needs of her family and the people around her closely, but to the poor and the needy, she's a caring person. She's a hospitable person. She tries to meet the needs. How many of y'all remember your mom? Hey, when there was a needy family, they would take some food to them, or they would see somebody in need. They would try to help them out. They would see a child that didn't have nice clothes, and she'd try to maybe get some of yours or give her some hand-me-downs or maybe even had a little extra money to buy them some clothes and take care of them. And hey, thank God for a mom that will take the initiative and try to help somebody in need. They don't think about self. They're sacrificial. They're selfless. The virtuous woman, she's a sacrificial lady. And verse 21 says she's not afraid of the snow for her household. For her household are all clothed with scrubs. In other words, she don't have to worry about her family getting cold and freezing because she's already made good clothes for them. She's a skillful lady. Verse 22 through 24 it says, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. That, we could preach right there for a long time. Verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. We're talking about the conduct that she executes. She takes care of her family. She takes care of her family to the point that the Bible says in verse 23 that her husband is known in the gates. The gates in biblical times, it would speak of the places of business. When her husband would go into town to do business, it would be the idea that he was in the gates. He was sitting in the gates of the city. And the Bible said he was known in the gates. He sitteth among the elders. The elders meaning, hey, the leaders, the businessmen, the rulers of the town. And the Bible said that among them he was known. People could point him out and say, that's so-and-so's husband. His wife's a good lady. Look at the way she's got his clothes fixed. Look, she packed his lunch for work. She's prepared. She's taking care of him. He's a man that don't have to go around worrying all the time. He's a man that, hey, he's got confidence. His heart is safely trusting in his wife. He's known in the gates, around amongst his peers, amongst the city. The people that watch, they see him in his day-to-day business. They know that he's a man that's got a good wife
and they can tell it in his life. I wonder how many of the men in this room, when they go to work, people say, hey, that man's got a good wife. I tell you right now, she takes care of him. She helps look out for him, meets needs, prepares things, takes care of the children. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, the Bible does say that she's to be. Y'all going to like this one. Titus 2, verse 4 and 5 says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. Keepers at home. That's her first responsibility. Keepers at home. If she has to work a job, that's okay. If she has to. But keepers at home. 1 Timothy 5 says, teaches us the same thing. He said, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house. Guide the house. That's your first responsibility, Mom. And this virtuous woman is somebody that takes her responsibility serious. And she rolls up her sleeve and she goes to work in the house and she takes care of her family and she prepares, and her conduct is one that executes the task at hand. She's not afraid of a little work. She's not afraid because she loves her family and she loves her husband and she wants to make them proud and she wants to, hey, take care of them. And that's a virtuous woman. And then let me say this. He doesn't stop with her conduct, but he's, I want to say something about the confidence that she evokes. The confidence that because of her conduct and because of her character, the conducts that she brings about not only in her life, but in the life of others. Look at verse number 25. He says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. In time to come, when troubles come, no matter what comes, and when tomorrow comes, she's going to be able to rejoice because she knows that she's lived a life of character. She knows that she's had the right kind of conduct. She has prepared. She has taken care of her family. She has made the way ready. And when the future comes, when the things of tomorrow come that she may not know, she can rejoice looking, not even knowing what's coming. She's looking into the future and she can rejoice when tomorrow comes because she's made preparation. She rejoiceth in time to come. And then verse 26 says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. He's speaking of not only is she skillful with her working, but now she's skillful in her words. She's skillful and she speaks words of wisdom to her children. She knows how to speak to her children. She knows how to correct her children. She knows how to teach her children. She speaks words of wisdom. A lot of women today, I don't even want to call them ladies, some of them, they talk to their children and all it is bashing them and making fun of them and putting them down and telling how dumb they are. But this lady, she knows how to speak to her children with words of wisdom. And not only to her children, but she knows how to speak to her husband with words of wisdom. Her words exhibit the wisdom in her. And because of this, and because she's not lazy, because she is a good overseer of the home, verses 27 and following tell us some things about her confidence. It says she looketh well to the ways of her household. That is, she's a good overseer of the house. She's good at keeping the home. And she eateth not the bread of idols. She's not lazy. Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. What about that? Her children rise up and call her blessed. Thank God. She starts to reap what she's sown. Her children, can I say, her children's words about her give her confidence. They are looking at mom and they're looking at her character. They're knowing what kind of mom she is. They're looking at the life that she's given to them and they're looking back and they're rising up and they're calling her blessed and saying, thank God for mom. I'm thankful for mom. And her husband also. And he praiseth her. And her husband also. So we see that she's a special lady. She's a special lady. She's not just any old lady. She's not an old lady. She's not a... She's special. They're going to rise up and call her blessed. Her husband's going to praise her. Her husband's not going to tell her how dumb she is and tell her what she could have done better. Her husband's not going to constantly tear her down. No, he's going to praise this lady. She earned it.
By the life she's exhibited, by the character and the conduct of her life, she's earned the praise of her children and her husband. And so she has confidence. Verse 28 says she's going to be praised by her husband. Verse 29 says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Thou excellest them all. What about that? Verse 30. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I'm telling you, I'm leading the grand confidence. Confidence. Not only in the future of what's in this life, but in the next life. She's got confidence. Because why? Verse 30, she's a saved lady. The virtuous woman is one that knows God. She fears God. She fears God to the point that she reads His Word. She meditates in His Word. She's a prayer warrior. She knows how to pray and be in touch with God. She's faithful to her church. She walks with God. Her children see it. Her husband see it. She's faithful. Billy Sunday said that all hell cannot tear a boy or a girl apart from a praying mother. We think about this, and I was thinking now, Susanna Wesley, I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with Susanna Wesley, but Susanna Wesley, she had 19 children. 19. That's unheard of. 19 children. People in our day say, oh, that's too many. You don't need more than two. She had 19. And she said that history says that she told her husband that every day, all of her children should be gathered with the family and have a time of Bible reading and Bible study, of teaching, and of a family altar of prayer daily with her children and their servants. And she told her husband, and if you won't do it, I will. And history says she did. Well, out of her 19 children, number 13 came along. His name was John. John Wesley started the Methodist Church. John Wesley was a man of God. Methodists back then weren't like Methodists of the day. And you read, as a matter of fact, studying this message, I read some of John Wesley's notes. John Wesley was number 13 if she'd have stopped at two. I ain't telling you to go out and have 19 children, but I'm just telling you, for her, it worked out pretty good. And then number 17 came along. Number 17 was a son named Charles. Charles Wesley wrote 6,000 hymns. Some of them's in this book. And Mama Wesley, Susanna, every day would spend time with them around the Word of God and in prayer. And then every week, she said, each one of them should have at least an hour of personal one-on-one time of asking questions and talking to them. And she would talk to them and ask them where they stood with the Lord, where they were, what they had learned. And one-on-one for an hour a week, she dealt with each of her children. I'd say it turned out pretty good for at least two of them. Susanna Wesley. I was thinking about Bob Jones Sr., great preacher in days gone by. He's founder of Bob Jones University. I don't recommend it no more, but Bob Jones Sr. was a good man. Bob Jones Sr. was number 11 in his family. Bill Rice Ranch. Dr. Bill Rice was number 8 in his family. These mothers that took time to care for their children. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president of the United States, he said that no man is poor who has a godly mother. Thank God for godly mothers. The Bible tells us that. Hey, the Bible says she's done virtues and she excels them all. Her price is far above rubies. She's a mother that money cannot buy. She's a saved lady. She's a lady that fears God. She's a lady that not only is she saved and knows God. Can I say that if you're not saved this morning, whether you're a lady, a man, a mom, a dad, a boy, or a girl, if you're not saved, that's the most important thing you need. Most important thing you need to know is how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, and that He rose again after the third day, according to the Scriptures. And He did that so that you could be saved. He did that so that you don't have to go to hell, so that you could have everlasting life in Jesus Christ, and you could live in heaven in eternal abode in the Father's house. This lady, this virtuous woman, she knows that. She's a lady that's saved. She's a lady that's satisfied.
Verse 31 says, give her the fruit of her hands. In other words, she's sowed the seed. She's done the work. She's lived the life. And now it says, give her the fruit of her hands. She's going to be a satisfied lady. She's going to reap that which she sowed. She's satisfied. Wow. And then verse 31 says, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The word praise has the idea of to shine. She's a lady that's saved. She's satisfied and she's shining. Can I say she's shining to her family? That's why her children rise up and call her blessed. She's shining to her family. That's why her husband's going to praise her. She's shining to her friends. Her friends around her see her. They know that she has excelled them all. She's far above. She's not just an average run-of-the-mill. No, she's somebody that really takes this thing of being a mom serious, and she takes it as a responsibility not only to her family but to the God of heaven that entrusted her the care of her children. Mom, do you understand that those children are you, that you have in your lap, that your children that you're raising, they are an heritage of God? God, the Lord, has given you those children to raise them. And this virtuous woman, she understands that they're not the world, that they're not to be tossed out so that Satan can wreck and destroy their life, but that God has given them as a heritage from the Lord, and he's given you to them that you might shape them, that you might mold them, and raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and point them to Jesus Christ. And her friends see it, and her foes see it. Everybody around her sees her shining. She shall be praised. Let her own works praise her in the gates. Problem is, we got a lot of women nowadays that they want the pleasures of a wife without the responsibilities of a mother. But I will say, God, give us some ladies who'll get on an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I want to be a virtuous woman. God, I want to be the woman that your Bible, that the Word of God has taught me I can be. I want to be a woman that her children praise her. I want to be a lady that her husband praises her. I want to be a lady that God says I'm pleased in her. Well, you can be. This is what a lady, this is the lady that God says is a virtuous lady. She's far above rubies. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. I like to say it like this. Beauty's skin deep, but ugly's all the way to the bone. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of men that marries a woman just because she's pretty. And you're going to find out that pretty don't cook. And pretty might not always be there. But if she's pretty inside like she's pretty outside, you'll be all right. I like pretty. I won't say I like pretty. I won't back up. I like pretty. Amen. I like the idea that when me and my wife ain't getting along, she's still looking pretty good. Amen. I like it. But hey, if she's ugly out here but pretty in here, you'll be doing a whole lot better. Because if she's pretty out here but ugly in here, you're in trouble. And Mom, you ought to strive to be that lady that 1 Peter talks about. Over in Peter, he talks about it's not the adorning of gold, but it's a quiet and it's a meekable spirit. And that's what the Bible is teaching us here in Proverbs chapter number 31. How to be a mother that money cannot buy. Her price is far above rubies. Ladies, you can be this type of lady. Ladies, hey, young ladies, hey, you young girls, hey, value yourself and realize that you're not just a piece of trash. You're not just a piece of meat. You're not just a sex symbol. You're not just a dog. Hey, you're something that was created, someone that was created by the Almighty, Omnipotent God of heaven. He loves you and he cares for you and he's got a wonderful plan for your life. And he uses you to shape and to mold the beings that come into this world and to make them what they ought to be. God, give us some God-fearing moms. God, give us some moms that, hey, they'll get a hold of the horns of the altar and they'll pray and they'll weep over their children until they get saved and until they're serving God. And some moms that'll be faithful and show the example and say, hey, boys and girls, watch me, follow me. This is how you live for the Lord. This is how you take care of your family. A mom that money can't buy. She's got character. That's flawless. She's got a conduct that she executes, that she carries out her work. And then she's got confidence. She
looks at the future. She knows because she's prepared her family, because she's prepared her heart. She's a prepared lady. She knows that no matter what the future holds, she knows who holds tomorrow. And she knows that she's pointed her children and her family in the right way. She's prepared for them physically. She's prepared for them spiritually. And she's pointed them in the right paths. Thank God for godly mothers. Ladies, you can be one. Men, young boys, this is the kind of lady you want to marry. When you grow up and you start looking for a wife, and you get a little older, boys, hey, that's the one you want to marry. You don't just want the one that's a hottie with the body. You want that one right there. You want that Proverbs 31 woman. That through thick and thin, when the times are tough, when times are tough and money's gone, she's still going to be there. And you can count on her. And your heart can safely trust in her. When somebody drives up in a big four-wheel drive and a big bass boat behind it and he's going to the lake and she's not tempted to run off with him because her character says she's going to be loyal. Boys, that's the lady you want. The lady that fears God. The lady that puts God first in all she does. That's the one you're looking for. God help us this morning. Father, in Jesus' name this morning, God, I pray you take this message. Lord, I've tried my best. Lord, I feel so inadequate. I feel so useless sometimes. But God, I pray you take your word. And I pray, God, that your word wouldn't return void. I pray, God, you'd use it. I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts and lives today. God, I pray if there's anybody here lost this morning that, Lord, they realize they need Jesus Christ. That's the first and the greatest need they've got in their life. Then, Lord, I pray for the moms. God, I pray that they would maybe want to come down here to an altar this morning and make a new dedication, a new commitment to be the mom that you want them to be. Maybe they have grown lax. Maybe they've grown weary. Maybe they're discouraged. God, I pray you'd encourage them today. And God, I pray you'd be with them. I pray, God, you'd give us some young ladies that would say, I want to be that type of a lady. I want to be that virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies. And then, God, maybe the men here this morning, maybe you speak to their hearts and say, I want to treat my wife. I want to treat my mom. I want to treat the ladies in my life like God would have me treat them. I want to treat them with respect. I want to treat them with honor. If God gives them honor, I want to give them honor. God, I pray you'd help us this morning be honest and obedient to your word this morning. I pray you'd speak to hearts and lives. I pray you'd help us. Lord God, in Jesus' name, have your will and way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. We're standing all across the auditorium. Pianist is playing.